Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at the Close. Up now, the Fed is almost, possibly, ready to start the taper. That and today's market comment coming right up. Well, it's most definitely going to happen. Just when and how much remain in doubt. Those are the sentiments which emerge from the release of the latest meeting of the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee. Although no agreement was reached on just how much or when it would begin, there seemed to be a general consensus that tapering will likely start in a month or two, and it will likely center around a reduction in the Fed's monthly bond purchases. Now, in the arcane and deliberate workings of the Federal Reserve, this means that a final go-ahead is likely to come from the next FOMC meeting scheduled for November 2nd and 3rd. I'm looking for the taper to begin in November, just in time for the holidays. Overall, it was a listless session today, with little firm direction, major averages just finishing just fractionally changed. We did have a big change in leadership, however, with the energy stocks finishing much, much lower and dropping to the eighth best performing group today, while technology assumed their long-standing role as the number one performing group in the market. This was driven primarily by 1% gains in Microsoft and Amazon. But again, that was only for the day. For the past month, technology still has declined over 3%, while energy has a positive return of over 3% for the month. So overall, the big winners today were gold and the long-maturity U.S. Treasury bond, both up over 1% today. Stocks were mixed, as were cryptos. Please stay tuned for today's market comment, J.P. Morgan earning gains powered by their investment bank. Well, it's often said that it's rarefied air on Wall Street. Well, if that's true, the air is even more rare uptown at the Park Avenue headquarters of the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase. I almost said the nation's largest commercial bank, but with the repeal of Glass-Steagall, the House of Morgan became so much more than just a commercial bank. Today, the Morgan is the second largest mergers and acquisition firm in the world, a business they were barred from under the aforementioned Glass-Steagall. And it was mergers and acquisitions that were the real driving force behind J.P. Morgan's stellar earnings today. The street estimates were for Morgan to earn about $3 per share, but in fact they beat that, coming in at a $3.74 per share mark. And over a quarter of that revenue came from mergers and acquisitions, M&A. And this underscores the two-tier economy that we have. On the one hand, there's the economy of you and me, one measured in terms of products and services, the everyday commercial interchange of everyday business. But on the other hand is the economy of finance, a world in which whole companies are bought and sold, merged into mega firms, generally in technology, building the dominant enterprises that really drive this economy. We all know the names so well. Walmart, Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft. We watch them every day when we look at the stock market. And as I've pointed out before, these are by and large less technology companies and more investment bankers themselves. A quick look at Wikipedia shows literally hundreds of companies that these firms have acquired in becoming what they are today. Google acquiring YouTube and Fitbit. PayPal acquiring Honey, Verizon purchasing AOL and Yahoo, Cisco acquiring AppDynamic, and the list literally goes on and on and on. And each acquisition becomes an integral part of what makes the parent company what it is. Imagine Google without YouTube, or Verizon without AOL. And J.P. Morgan has been the perfect facilitator for all this, providing bridge loans and M&A expertise that has helped make today's acquisitions possible. That's why Morgan's M&A services surged to $3 billion this quarter and now represents over a quarter of Morgan's total revenue. Now, I would be remiss in all of this if I didn't point out the other partner in this equation, the unsung hero, which really makes it all possible. That's right, it's the stock market. With a red-hot bull market like we've had for literally years now, acquisitions become the principal way companies expand. It is, after all, easier to put together a deal using your newly appreciated stock than it is to actually build something. Better to buy your competitor out than outcompete him. And so we should expect to see more and more deals for as long as this bull market remains. But should the market falter, then we will see the M&A business dry up, as it does during each and every bear market. Now, one final note on Morgan's earnings. For those concerned about the nation's health, you'll be happy to know that the Federal Reserve, at least, has essentially declared that the worst of the pandemic is now over. The Fed allowed J.P. Morgan to release $2.1 billion from its reserves, reserves that the Fed determined would be needed for the pandemic, but not now. That release contributed about 20% of Morgan's bottom line. And that's The Value Side for Wednesday, October 13. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.